Hello and welcome to the SJ Chronicles. This is episode 204. So it's been a while since the last episode. I see Anchor's made some more changes to the app yet again. They're kind of always some good, some bad. We often get notifications saying that your podcast is available somewhere else. So I think they've just made it available on Google Podcasts, which is, I think, what Google Play Music, where Google used to have podcasts, is transitioning over to the Google Podcasts app. Apparently it's just available for Android at the moment. So you get these notifications, but they also seem to make regular changes to the app, and they're not always smooth, shall we say. But anyway, so I haven't been on for a while, mostly just because I've been really head down working. If you've listened to recent episodes, you'll know that I have to move house this month, as well as all things Ralph as well. So it's been pretty hectic, and we take possession of the new premises. We're just renting, but next Monday, so there's only a few days left now. And so I'm basically in the middle of all things house relocation, as well as all things Ralph. So to be honest, it'll probably be a while before I do my next episode, but I really just wanted to pop in and say, you know, that in previous episodes, I've often talked about this whole thesis of a number of different things, actually: staying detached, being relaxed, keeping things in perspective, but also more recently I talked about getting things done and how you organize yourself and how you figure out what to prioritize. And I've talked many times about the whole thing about dumping your brain, having task lists and all those kinds of things. And the other thing I've talked about often is this whole kind of self-awareness and self-reflection and checking in with yourself. You know, so I was always going to be, or I was intrigued to see how this month was going to go. I'm intrigued to see how the rest of the month's going to go, but you know, because moving house and doing all the things around the Ralph is certainly not an easy business in terms of your to-do list. But it's been really good to review and reflect upon my own state of mind, state of being, performance, etc. Because, you know, it really does continue to be all good, irrespective of how many things there are going on. And, you know, like on Monday, basically last Friday, I took a day out of work because I had to do a lot of stuff in the house to prepare for a charity to come on Saturday and collect a bunch of things. And I had to, like, disassemble beds and things like that. And, you know, on my own, basically. So it took a little bit longer. But, you know, so I didn't really do any work on Friday. And as a consequence, I had something like 89 emails, I think it was, in my Ralph inbox, and you know, none of those are really things that I can ignore, unfortunately. I don't mean that badly, but you know, there's the odd bit of spam that creeps through, but most of them are things that are awaiting a response. You know, so began the week with, I mean, I did some of that stuff over the weekend, but you know, so it's been good though, because like I've really just just been fine really, and continue to be fine. And as I said before, I think it's always good to sort of see where you are on your individual journey, right? And then, you know, continue to reflect. I'm not sure if there are going to be many more periods that are busier than this current month is, you know. So that's it, really. It was really just to say, you know, the stuff that I talk about, the stuff that I believe in, you know, just encourage you, I suppose, to pay a bit more attention to that way of living. Because I think, you know, I would say to you before about how people always tell me, oh, you know, everything going on with the Ralph must be really stressful. And often I will correct them, if you like, about how I cope with it all. And of course, people often say, and a few people have said to me, you know, oh, moving is really stressful. So you kind of like got both as a double whammy of stressful things, apparently. But, you know, so, I mean, I've taken some steps to manage things. So, for example, I put an automated responder to my email that basically said, I only set that up on Monday, it basically said, you know, that I'm moving house in the next couple of weeks, and I'm still going to be working, I'm still going to be checking my emails. Sorry, excuse me. Still going to be checking my emails, but, you know, I'm likely to take a little bit longer to respond, and so if you need something from me urgently, then I think I said either, you know, send your email again with urgent in the subject line, or send me a text message to tell me you need me to reply, or give me a call, you know, or good old-fashioned ringing. You know, so I've done that just to help people kind of create, just to help create a bit of a buffer with people so that they understand the situation. And next week I'll probably change it to say, you know, if you need a reply from me within a week, and then maybe give me a call instead. You know, so I think that's all part of just the managing. And, you know, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've deferred a number of meetings to July that didn't need to happen in this month anyway. You know, so things like that, to try and help create some extra time. And there's some things that, you know, are just unavoidable. So yeah, you know, just, I guess I just encourage you to, if you don't cope with life in this way, you know, to pay some attention to, I guess, my journey, if you like, and, you know, maybe be a bit motivated to go on your own personal journey. The other thing that, slight change of subject really, but I was listening, one of the things that listening, that doing house stuff does afford me the opportunity is to listen to podcasts and audiobooks, which is good. So I was listening to a book called Deep Work, and now, having told you the name of the book, I can't remember the author. It's Carl somebody or other. Deep Work by Carl somebody or other. And deep work, you know, it's essentially this kind of non-distracted, focused work. That part of his argument is, in this day and age, with all the distractions, that many people no longer do deep work, and that many people are increasingly unable to do deep work because they're just not able to concentrate for period of time, and that in some ways it's the people that are able to do deep work that are going to be the people that do that are most successful, because it's becoming almost a scarce commodity. It's essentially about how you create the opportunity for yourself to stay focused and not be distracted. And you know, there's different types of structures around deep work. So in the book he talks about monastic deep work, which is things like every morning from 5 till 7 a.m. I do my deep work, and I do that every day, and that's just how it is. There's a kind of regular deep work where you schedule time every day, and it's scheduled, but it's not sort of the same time necessarily every day. There's a kind of journalistic type of deep work, which is where you basically, you know, find the time as and when you can. So you're always looking for opportunities to deep work, but it's not sort of scheduled per se. And, you know, he talks about social media, and he talks about this kind of idea of, you know, what are you spending your time doing, and what value is it actually providing to your life, and what are the things that are most important to you, and are the things that you're spending your time on, you know, helping you with those goals and with those aims, or are you just doing them because everyone else does them? All kinds of other stuff. I mean, it's basically the gist of the book, really, is that we should all be doing more deep work, and that actually it's the way to be the most successful and the most productive. And when all is said and done, you know, what is the real value of sort of frivolous, what he refers to as kind of shallow work? That's not to say that shallow work doesn't have a place, but it's really just about moderation in everything. And in particular, his point is that he feels that not enough people are now spending enough time doing, you know, what he calls deep work. And actually, again, it was another time for me to do some self-reflection, because I've always been quite good about not, you know, being kind of attached to my phone. I was better at it. I'm not quite as good now, but part of that is because people need me more, and it's increasingly difficult for me to you know, to kind of be detached from people. But having said that, I still do, and there are still times when I'll go, you know, a couple of hours without looking at my phone. I miss quite a few phone calls and get quite a few voicemails because my phone is not on. And it annoys some people, but I've got to manage my schedule. And so, you know, I do try and create these isolated times of not being distracted, where I get on with things I need to do. And I'm not checking emails regularly, and I don't have my inbox open. I definitely don't have social media present. In fact, I've not checked out of social media, but I've certainly taken a massive step back in recent times, which I suppose almost partly proves the point, right? That I've got to get stuff for the Ralph done, and while social media is, you know, is good, and as I've talked before about personal brand development and networking and relationship building, etc. You know, that I suppose in the end, if it comes down to a choice between sleeping, spending time doing stuff on the Ralph, or spending more time on social media, then, you know, the last one's going to get sacrificed, if you like. Yes, that's kind of been interesting. I also listened to a book about leadership. It's called The Leadership BS, by a guy called Jeffrey Pfeffer, I think his name is. And that was kind of interesting as well, because it was sort of fairly counter to what a lot of people say about leadership. And it was basically a critique of the sort of kind of leadership industry, where people are basically making a living out of supposedly teaching other people how to be better leaders. And there was lots of very kind of blunt and frank points in that book that I must admit I agreed with largely, for sure. One of the points he made, which I've made often, is this whole idea of, you know, people who potentially have never been in sort of, I don't want to say significant leadership roles, because we all, you know, we want everyone to be a leader, as it were, but, you know, who are teaching others to be leaders when they maybe haven't done it themselves, or they maybe haven't done it very successfully. People who are consultants and give training courses and coaching and things like this, when they've not necessarily had a track record to back that up. And I've said before, I don't think that's a blanket rule, but certainly I am a bit more skeptical of people teaching others to do things that they've not actually done and been successful in themselves. That was one of his points. There were many others, but anyway, gosh, I've listened to quite a few books actually. The other one was what was it called? Man's Search for Meaning. Gosh, you can tell it's late, can't you? I'm having complete mind blanks about all the authors of the books. Anyway, Man's Search for Meaning. Ah, I can't believe I can't remember the guy's name. Frank somebody or other. I'm so sorry, it's terrible of me to mention books and not tell you who they're by. That was kind of interesting anyway as well. And I've got a few more, and I'll probably need a few more as well in the coming week or so. Anyway, look, it's been 13, 14 minutes. I'm going to check out. As I said, I just wanted to pop in mid-month-ish, say hello, really. Because I didn't intentionally stop doing segments. I just kind of got very busy, and, you know, it didn't seem like there was that much to say. Other than, yeah, I did some packing. Anyway, so, cool. Well, I'll catch you probably, maybe before, but otherwise it'll probably be at the end of the month after the move is finished. And then hopefully we can get back into the swing of some segments, some episodes more frequently. We've also launched the marketing campaign for the Ralph. I say launched, it's just slowly starting to trickle. So if you are interested in that, then check us out on Facebook, Instagram. If you go to the website, which is theralph.vet, there are some links at the bottom to the social media accounts, LinkedIn as well. I say it's only just getting started, but do feel free to follow that. Cool, wonderful. Well, as always, take chances, be compassionate, and live in a beautiful state. Have an open heart and an open mind. Cheers. Bye-bye.